Hi, my name is Mike Weiner. I'm a program manager on the SQL Server Customer Advisory Team, also known as SQL CAD. My team's focused on working with customers on testing and adopting new technology such as SQL Server 2016. Today, I want to talk to you about an exciting new feature in SQL Server 2016 called Query Store. Traditionally, troubleshooting query performance can be quite challenging and time-consuming. With the Query Store, introduced in SQL Server 2016, database administrators and developers gain a simple, integrated tool to help understand their query workloads and troubleshoot and rectify poor-performing queries. Let's first take a look at some of the situations we know many customers have found themselves, which help explain why we built this feature. Here are some typical scenarios where, when we talk and engage with customers, we've got a lot of feedback and comments that they've had experiences with these type of issues. It's for scenarios like these, which are the reason we created Query Store. Query Store can aid in allowing DBAs and developers to better understand their workloads and troubleshoot query performance. For anyone that's been in the emergency situation where performance is a problem and people ask questions like, what changed? And there isn't any history or insight into how plans were executed in the past, that can be really challenging and pressure-packed. Or for users who are trying to track history and trends around query performance, Query Store can help. Our goal with Query Store is to provide you an easy-to-use tool where you can either avoid these situations entirely as you gain insight into your workload patterns or resolve them as soon as possible in a simple manner. So let's talk a bit more specifically about what Query Store is. In essence, it's a workload data recorder for queries in your database. Through Query Store, which can be easily turned on per database, users gain insight into queries, plans, and runtime statistics. Even details such as the amount of parallelism in the plan and memory allocated per query are easy to find. The goal with Query Store is to provide an easy configuration that provides insights to the DBA and developer in a fast and simple manner. Query Store provides insight into what queries are consuming the most resources in the database, down to specific query plans for query execution, and information is simply integrated into Management Studio's user interface, along with supporting catalog views for T-SQL queries. Query Store provides a simple, integrated, and low-impact way to gain significant insights into the query workload with your SQL Server 2016 database. For my last slide, I wanted to mention some real-world applications of Query Store. As I mentioned previously, my team has done a lot of work with customers on SQL Server 2016, and I just wanted to share some of those experiences and excitement around Query Store. For insights into query performance through Query Store, one example is when a customer who was able to find incompatible workloads contending for resources and was able to take appropriate actions to resolve this, all through Query Store. Around predictable performance, customers gain the ability to easily force plans for predictable performance for their performance-critical workloads. In testing, customers have used Query Store to baseline performance and modify engine characteristics, such as try and take advantage of new optimizer changes, and again, measure these changes against the baseline with Query Store. Finally, on upgrades from previous versions of SQL Server, where query plans have been a pain point, Query Store can allow you to keep your baseline plans and then change things like your compatibility level to enable less risk and upgrade. Now let's transition to see a demo of Query Store in action. For this demo, there are actually two parts. For the first part of the demo, I'm going to show how to easily enable and initially configure Query Store. For the second part, we'll see Query Store in action as we actively monitor Query Store, observe a query executing with a poor plan choice, and ultimately fix the issue. So first, let's enable and configure Query Store. For this demo, I'll use Management Studio, although it can all be scripted through T-SQL. Here, we can simply right-click Properties and choose the Query Store tab for database. Then I can set the dropdown for the operations mode to read-write, which enables Query Store to accept data and be queried. Here I also want to call out a few configuration settings, but before that, I wanted to note while the defaults may not be ideal for every workload, they were chosen based on customer feedback and therefore are a good starting point. They can always be adjusted based on the suitability for your workload. So for configurations, first, we have monitoring, where users can choose the frequency with which Query Store will flush its data to disk, defined by the data flush interval, and the granularity on how often you collect runtime statistics here with the statistics collection interval. Now that we have Query Store configured and hit refresh, we get a new query store folder under my database with four options to click on to bring up views of different data within the query store. For this scenario, I've been running a workload in the background executing a single query. However, when I choose to view the top resource consuming queries and look at the plan summary pane, and let's modify the configuration to show a more granular time interval, here you can see I get two plans producing different execution times for this one query. Again, prior to query store, this plan change resulting in worse performance was really difficult to detect and potentially even more difficult to resolve. Now let's say I want to ensure I get a good plan resulting in a shorter duration for all query executions. With query store, this is as simple as choosing force plan to force all subsequent executions to the force plan. So let's go ahead and do that. As we continue to execute through subsequent calls, you will see all future calls will now execute as that force plan with the better performance. As well, if you wanted to remove the plan forcing, you could just choose to unforce the plan here. So let's let this run for another minute. And while I'm doing that, I just want to call out a few of the benefits seen in this scenario. First, through query store, the user, say a DBA, is able to get quick insight in order to recognize a query with different plans performing poorly in some situations. Next, he or she can simply choose to force the query to use an ideal plan without having to drill through hours of analysis or saved history. And finally, the change is fully transparent to applications which are running against that database. No application code needs to be changed. So let's refresh one more time. And here we see the query execution going forward is optimized using that forced plan. This is a small example of how Query Store provides a simple, integrated experience to help users understand their query workloads and aid in troubleshooting and rectifying poor performing queries. Thanks for learning with me about Query Store today. It's really an amazing technology, quite simple to implement, and provides amazing insights into your query performance and workloads. We're incredibly excited to bring you this feature in SQL Server 2016 and encourage you to download SQL Server 2016 and start learning how it can benefit you.